Well, today we have the incredible fortune, very late in the game of our beauty podcast. The 11th hour, probably the most appropriate and fascinating guest we could ever have dreamed of, Miss Alexis Stone.
Alexis Stone! I didn't even know you were in the States. I thought we were doing a digital thing today.
Oh, no.
Seriously.
Did you really?
Mark said, we're having a guest, and I said, yeah, I think, but it's on Zoom.
Oh, no,
I didn't know,
no,
and then
no,
you
no,
showed
no,
up
no,
here.
No, no,
yeah.
Zoom's gotten really sophisticated.
Fuck Zoom.
Yeah. It's like you're in
it's
the
like
room.
She's here. I can't even smell
it's
her.
It's a body double. It's
what are you doing?
Well, for you, that wouldn't be that surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you doing in the States?
Soon as they open borders, a year and a half of being stuck in England is just like not the fantasy. Yeah. So I booked flights for the next day and I'm here for a few months. Just catching up with friends, making new enemies, seeing old faces, showing off my new face. So.
Seeing old faces, getting new faces.
Seeing old faces. I read a little thing that you were, and I was like, oh my God, I know this woman. You were talking about, it was like from a couple of years ago, some interview, and you talked about they were talking about your inspirations in drag, and you mentioned a few movies, Basic Instinct,
Sharon Stone,
Sleeping with the Enemy, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, and Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I got this hussy's number, and Single White Female.
Oh.
And I was like, you would talking about cold women, it was like, oh, I know this bitch. Yeah. That was like, ugh. Those movies are like, they ring such specific deep bells in my soul.
Yeah.
And how old are you?
28.
Jesus. Yeah. That's strange.
I've just like, I get the whole like gay references, like give me Cruella as well, but the unhinged like.
Yeah.
Lifetime movie vibes.
Yeah.
Just
the erotic
trauma.
Thriller vibes.
Something's
yeah,
wrong
yeah.
with Tanya.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We need to talk about Kevin.
Gorge.
Gorge. I love that. And the rocks the cradle. Well, it's all about the PC Bangs.
The hand that rocks the cradle.
There's only one line I remember from that film that I wish we could,
I think I know exactly. Is it when she's talking to the guy? Yeah, I know exactly what that line is. And it's a different time now.
It's 2022.
She says, oh. Yeah. About the panties.
Oh my God.
She plants panties. This is.
Oh, I know. I've seen
it. Okay, okay.
And then I remember the scene where the girl can't find her aspirator.
Yes.
I don't even.
She rigged the greenhouse for
Rigged the greenhouse.
And then,
that's fierce.
Peyton Flanders.
But you know what? At that point, marriage is a prison. Let him take your man. Who cares?
And
you can make another baby. You can have another baby. And you know what? At a second wedding, you don't have to wear white.
Really?
I'm thinking canary.
You could do cream, beige, off-white.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to start with you.
I don't know. You know what we do poorly? We don't tell the audience who
they are. What they've done, what they're going to do. Sometimes we wait until the very last sentence to say the name.
I know.
So I thought maybe a little exposition might be in order or an introduction. In particular, I want to tell people, if they're not aware, I think most of our fans might be aware of, you pulled a stunt that I think is like... not like, I don't want to sound pretentious when I say this, but I legitimately think it's like a performance art level, long form con/ art piece.
It's up there with National Treasure.
Oh, it's the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah,
it's the Da Vinci Code. Like, it was Tom Hanks running through the Sistine Chapel. It was like, because I watched it on...
Catch me if you can. You're a celebrated drag queen and makeup artist,
yes.
And you used your powers for evil in a way.
You used your evil powers to hold up a mirror to the evils of the world, I feel like.
You want to tell everyone what you did?
Tell them what you
fucking
did.
I mean, it's kind of old news for some people, but new news for some people.
So it was 3 years ago.
Yeah.
On New Year's Eve, I tore my face off.
Okay.
I convinced the world... For, I don't know, maybe 6 months, I'd had like extensive plastic surgery.
I was one of the people who believed it.
I 100%
believed it.
She believed it.
She's had to. No one knew it was fake. Everyone thinks I had like a small circle. No one knew it was fake.
Wow.
That's the only way I think it could have, why it
and
worked.
I would encourage people to go right now to her Instagram, which is The Alexis Stone, because you can see the, and because what people thought you had done to your face was quite...
Extreme.
Yeah, that's the word. Extreme. Whether or not you think it's beautiful or exciting, it's extreme.
Yeah. Because you really let them. The comment section became just
a narrative.
Mad Max.
Yeah.
It shocked me how comfortable strangers felt telling you how they felt about what you did.
Oh, diagnosing. And
about your value system, your mental health. About exactly. Everybody was somehow had a psychiatric degree.
It was in every group conference. And I get it. Like, I knew it was striking. And the scary bit is I was due to have all of those surgeries. And then I know I was flying to Iran. They didn't let me in because I was gay.
Running till I fly.
Not even worth interrupting for such a horrible.
I hate myself. Go on. Jesus Christ. I'm so happy.
I think we're turning a corner. I think this is a breakthrough. Please continue.
You were booked
Stone.
To go to Iran. And by the way, how would you just, this is an audio podcast. How would you describe the look that you pulled off?
Yeah.
It was feline.
Yeah.
I would describe it as socialite in her 70s.
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
In the Hunger Games books, the upper class have implants and they look almost feline.
Yep. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was my idea of beauty at the time. And I think that was when I was at my worst with drinking, drugs, making money. It was like a catastrophe. Wow. So I was like struggling with paying homage to women I idolized, like Jocelyn, and knowing the difference between dressing up. So when I became sober, I rung my friend David, who did Pan's Labyrinth and Hellboy and Crimson Peak.
Jesus.
And I said, I need a face. And I told him this crazy idea. And I think the idea of taking movie quality concepts and introducing it into a real life scenario is exciting as a makeup artist.
Yeah.
So he got what he needed from it. I got, I guess, what I needed from it. Yeah. I got very carried away. It was like, I believed.
You got to live the what if that people with plastic surgery don't get to live.
Yeah.
You know, for tattoos, sometimes don't they put it on you and tell you to go wear it around and see how you feel about it? It's like when you work at the mall, you tell people to put a lipstick on and go shopping and see how they feel about it. You put on this whole other face
every day
and got to see how you and the world would feel about it.
You got Mrs. Dow fired.
But remember how, when Robin Williams goes, can you make me a woman?
That's it.
That was you.
That was the reference. Yeah.
I love that the fantasy of that movie, of course, is getting into drag and de-dragging in under, 2.5 minutes?
Yeah.
So how did that,
and
how
the reward is to see kids.
Yeah, to spend more time with children.
I don't know anybody who's putting on a wig to see children.
Doubtfire, I mean.
At least Tootsie got a soap opera role. Jesus Christ. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And like to get, you know, to touch Terry Garr's titties. So what, what's the time? Start to finish with that face, the top secret face.
Life cast sculpting probably took about 2 months. Okay. Convincing people and my friends that I was going to get surgery.
Yeah.
Building the we built a hospital in my apartment.
What?
And like, so we really covered. Yeah. I traveled so I could just take videos of me on the plane flying to the destination.
Why don't you work for the CIA or M16 or something? I mean, what
I don't think I could ever trust you.
No, I know. That I know.
Information. I am so, you know what I love about it? I just stupidly thought, well, she probably has a small circle and it was sort of like a joke that I bet you they knew about it, but the world is sort of not thinking. Because there was comments that were like, this can't be real. Because
she was known as a
makeup artist who transformed. So some of the comments were like, this can't be.
It's makeup. People were convinced it was makeup at first. And then I think it was every day for 3 months I wore the face.
Yes, because I remember.
You wore it out.
I didn't leave the house. There are stories that I wish I was ahead of like production then, because I would have documented everything. But what happened in just the day-to-day life was more of like a tell story. Like from almost being arrested, I got pulled over by police because I used to wear like a face mask before the days that wearing face masks were normal. And I used to have to like take my face off and have a hard shell version of it, which is called a stuntman mask. And then I would bump into friends, so I would have to run away because the mouth didn't move on that particular mask.
It
was meant to go on for another 6 months, and I broke and I posted it.
You had me at, I built a fake hospital in my house.
I had to buy all the hospital equipment by registering as a medical professional.
Alexis Stone, MD, PhD, DID.
I cannot handle, you know what I'm going to say about you? You're thorough. And your attention to, your work as an artist and a performer and all that, your attention to detail so high, I guess it makes sense that if you're pulling off a stunt, you're not going to be hazy about it.
You're showing at the Guggenheim, you're not going to just say, I don't want to do that wall. You know, you cover all the bases. Like, this is not drag to me. To me, drag is handing the DJ your CD 5 minutes before you go on.
A scratch
this
CD.
This is not that. This is nothing of the sort. And I so vividly recall me and Andrew, like, following the saga every day because Andrew's obsessed with plastic surgery. And we're like, what in the fuck is happening? she really did this to her. Like, yeah. And we're like, is this like, it was just riveting.
Yeah. It became a lot more emotionally draining than I had ever envisioned it. I thought it was just going to be a little gag where I could go to sleep at night knowing that I kind of had one
up in your hospital bed.
And like the longer, and like the longer you, I don't know, sat home and watched Hulu, the longer you could keep this stunt going, and the longer you kept it going, the more impressive it was. Yeah. Like it wasn't for a week. No, it wasn't April Fool's. Did your family know?
They didn't know. My mum knew. My mum, my dad thought it was real.
Oh, you're a terrorist.
Yeah. What did they say when you revealed that it was fake?
You Scooby-Doo.
I mean, I don't talk to my father anyway, so crickets. Fuck him. But it was when I revealed it, I knew, I thought it would be a gag, but like 2 minutes after tearing my face off, I had like Kim Kardashian message me, Lady Gaga. Like, that's when I was like, oh, I was like, people are paying attention to this.
Yeah.
And then as it like meant months after, I took so much learning from it, and it was like, it was in every like group chat. It was like,
yeah,
it was funny. And it was at a perfect time for me where I was like in the prime of being a cunt. So it was like the perfect, ha 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 ha, he's ruined his fucking face.
Yeah.
You know what I liked about it? It allowed the performance to really be the way people feel comfortable responding to someone else's face.
Oh, absolutely. That was the real show. That was the show. Yeah.
What you did was not morally gray even. It was what it was. What people did, the way we responded to it, was the sad part.
Oh, it was me to kill myself.
I mean, it was fascinating because you have so many different, it wasn't even just like for or against. It was like the diagnosticians all of a sudden, and then you have the people who are like fighting on your behalf, and then the justification for that, and then you have the people who are just telling you to kill yourself. It is crazy.
That was a lot.
And I don't have anything done, but I love plastic surgery, and I mean, to me, Amanda should be president. Sure. So when I saw what you did, I was like, work. I wasn't like, you look better or you look worse. Right. I just felt, you know, it's about somebody's autonomy. Mm-hmm. And that's why you're like, work.
Yeah. I felt beautiful.
Did you?
People still really struggle to like get up. But I think for me, beauty and surgery, I see it as a science and body modification, which we all do from like corsets, bleaching our hair, makeup. It's all makeup. Editing.
Yeah.
It's extreme. Art directing
your face, you said in that article, is perfect.
I'm not aging gracefully. Like it's just not, it's within my means. And again, I said earlier, I'm trying to have a good time. Like,
not a long time.
I'll deal with the consequences further down the line.
Yeah.
I think something about being unapologetically yourself, regardless of what people think it looks like, is beautiful to me. Yeah. I have huge admiration to the scary looking ones or the striking ones. Or,
yeah.
I think it's like, it's sexy.
100%. I remember seeing this picture of you outside of Evita. And you were in your full body suit. It was like, you were wearing like
dental floss.
You were wearing like dental floss.
Yeah.
Oh, I do remember that.
The illusion was so good that it looked like, because you're wearing shapewear and then you're wearing enough like
rubber
and stuff to correct. So you can't see the boning. You can't see the, it was, you looked like a naked woman sitting outside of Evita. Nice. It was fucking cool.
I saw you like walking through a parking garage and I was like, that's when I decided to get the full suit.
Now, have you seen this person's suits?
They're hot though, right?
Oh, I wrote in my little note, just talk about heat with Alexa. It's insufferable.
You can't, it's like a scuba diving suit on top of pads, corsets.
It's unsustainable. It's unsustainable.
It's like a 20-second reel moment and then take it off.
Yeah.
I've never done it. I will never do it.
About 20 seconds, yeah.
I've worn the breastplate for like, you know, photo shoots, six hours, maybe 4 hours. And it's, even the breastplate is...
Do you wear a vest underneath the breastplate though?
Yes.
A cut-up vest. Game changer.
Game changer.
I saw it the other day and I was like, wow, I'm really stupid.
However, she cuts up her merch. Took it off and then it was like I dumped it in a pool.
Oh, wet.
A wet thud into the trash. Into the trash.
You sell those though.
Trash.
I have a piece of information. Did you sell the prosthetic pieces?
And were they, was like it one
when you
mask
tore them off and it was used, did you sell it or anything?
I keep the originals to everything I do, whether it's like the molds or the sculpts.
That's the NFT.
Hello.
Oh,
yes.
I'm waiting for when I die.
Yeah.
Or at least make people think I'm dead to cash in. Because they were investments and I'm looking forward to there being a moment where I could make.
Mama, your funeral is going to be lit.
Oh, gag.
No, I'm going to go to your funeral. And after all this information, after the fake hospital, I'm going to go to your funeral and go.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Let me know when Santa Claus gets here to mourn.
That ain't
I'm
her body,
checking
girl.
Pulses with DNA.
She's not dead.
You're going to be really be dead. I'm going to be like, look at her.
I'll be sat next to you watching. Then bury me.
You'll be in a different look.
You'll be Sharon Stone. In a full, like, literally, it's just, I know. I got your number, hussy.
I have thought about it.
Yeah.
Who's your beauty icons? Like, who's the inspire, your top tens?
Jocelyn Wildenstein, because it's just so unapologetic and just money.
Yeah.
Well, I can appreciate a huge spectrum of like drag, beauty, aesthetics, whether you're male, female, anywhere in between.
Are there any drag queens specifically?
Yeah, like any.
Not in the room.
Now, let me ask you something. If you had to do a body snatch right now with someone, living or dead, and then continue on the rest of your life with that body as they age, who would it be?
Do you inhabit their life?
You inhabit their body.
Oh, just...
Okay.
Ooh. Not their abilities, physical, like Simone Biles, you could flip and stuff.
Okay.
But still your brain.
You don't have to go be Simone Biles.
No.
Okay.
No. Is your brain and your brain Biles' body?
I would love... I mean, Amanda is just like... It's the fantasy.
Yeah.
It's the snatches. I've lived with trans women my whole life. So my reference point has always been like a caricature version, like just the fantasy and above and beyond. I would like to think that's why I do the whole silicone and the pads and the abnormally small waist. I just like to look like a drawing.
Yeah.
I mean, Amanda's a genius.
About her pretty much every episode.
I know.
But I remember the first time I saw a picture of her and she made me want to do drag. I just was like, I remember seeing that Mac Heatherette campaign and being like, it was like a record scratch. Life began. She just is.
She's so nice and, I mean, so nice in person.
And she has really soft hands.
Oh, really?
Like the softest hands I've ever felt. It's the one thing I noticed not the first thing I noticed, but on the list.
Yeah. I noticed you remarked on my gorilla hands when we shook for the first time. That was
exfoliating.
Really interesting.
I actually have a message from Amanda before we take a break.
Oh, yeah.
I have an important message for Amanda.
Oh, yeah, this is very important. People, please listen up.
People,
I know what it's going to be.
No, you don't. You don't know what I'm doing. You don't know. You don't have my phone.
Is it a short?
No, it's a film.
Oh, okay.
It's Amanda Lepore. You're gorgeous and don't die of coronavirus.
True words.
Work. I thought it was going to be that don't commit suicide.
Yeah, please do not commit suicide.
It gets better.
Well, it doesn't, but let's take a break.
A liar. A break. Gorgeous liar.
And we're back.
Oh, we're back with Alexis Stone, shapeshifter, artiste, rule breaker, risk taker, enfant terrible.
And a liar.
Yeah, liar.
Yeah.
Big, fat, fucking fatty liar.
That would be my tagline.
People call you a liar?
People call me fake, but I've built a career off it.
There you go. Who's calling who fake these days?
You like doing appearances in drag?
When the money's right.
Do you like performing?
I think my idea of performance is like what I put out to the world. I mean, like controlled environments.
Yes, sure.
Just because I find it a lot.
Yeah.
You don't want to get on a stage and wiggle at the club.
When you did Evita, were you more like a guest? You'd get on stage, do a wiggle and...
Yeah, get naked, tear my face off, give the kids what they want. For me, that's like it's a bish, bash, bosh. Yeah. I love it, obviously. And you get that like interaction of like, I would like to say more normal people because people don't tell me to go kill myself to my face.
Yeah, that's a funny thing about...
if you want.
Can I call you dad?
Yeah.
Funny thing about that, they tend to withhold the real heavy insults for
online.
Yeah.
That works with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and in real person, nobody ever says like...
No.
I've never had an in-person situation.
Most insulting things are accidental. Like,
yeah, like, oh, I love your style and I love your attitude.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Did you know about this?
No.
Somebody said to me at a meet and greet in Milwaukee, I love your style. And they turned to Katya and said, and I love your attitude.
I would live for that.
It was hysterical. It was really, really funny.
We fell
it was
out. Really, we both really fell funny. Out. Also, well, the time that I bombed at a stand-up show and someone said, I liked it. Like, contrary to the people around her, I liked it.
I don't think it was that bad.
Yeah.
Or, oh my God, I used to hate you. I don't know what that is. People say
that. I get that, but they still.
Yeah. I used to hate you, and I continue to
literally.
Do so.
Thanks for reminding me why.
Yeah. Oh, so. I have a question. What makeup products do you love? Like, what brands do you watch? Who do you love? Who do you stan?
Who do I stan?
Drop the makeup, skincare routine, sis.
Which when people at your level who do makeup at your level, I just always wonder what they're like. Your house is on fire. You have a few products to grab. What are you grabbing?
Oh, I'm leaving the makeup.
I think she's taking the hospital.
I'm leaving the original face that I tore off.
Yeah.
My idea of like, I love special effects. That's like my nerdy side. That's what gets me excited. But I can obviously enjoy makeup in general. Like you have to if you're in this industry. But
yeah,
I mean, I kind of like, I get a bit bougie now. Like I'm on like the Kevin Aucoin life.
Good for you.
Do you think that I mean, I love the sensual skin enhancers. It's like
money.
Gorge. It's like cake money. Batter.
$48.
Yeah. $48 for like quarter of an ounce.
Caviar under the eye.
Yeah. It is a super emollient though. Like I do feel.
It's cake batter.
Yeah. I do feel that it maybe wouldn't totally set or.
I don't know. No, it sets.
Okay.
It
work.
Sets. Yeah. It sets. But it's.
Sensual skin enhancer. I also remember they used to have blushes that were like this big and I'd be like, work.
Yeah. I feel like you can make any product work though.
Can I ask you a question about skin? Because I just read this book that's crazy about like our microbiome.
Do you have skin?
No, this is a prosthetic.
That would be the
if you ever ripped your fucking face off in front of me, I would just die.
And it was Martin Short. It's Martin Short.
Okay, who would be the worst person if I tore my face off right now and you were presented with anyone? Who
Calista Gingrich?
Both of you. Who would you find the most uncomfortable person?
Calista Gingrich.
Really?
You probably don't know her. Or
either one of my abusers or
one of them.
Yeah. Or I don't know what would be the worst. Oh, if she pulled this face off and it's the same face, that would be chilling.
Just an eighth of an inch smaller.
Because who's going to expect
alien and Men in Black?
Who's going to expect that it's her being her the whole time?
And then the whole top half of your body falls off and it's Ginger Minge underneath.
Operating the left ankle.
Yeah. Beasted on her shoulders.
Well, you got Miguel. So wait. So you got hooked up with effects people, right? It was kind of, you decided like, talked about like a quid pro quo arrangement for the stunt. How much knowledge prior to the big stunt had you had about prosthetics and how they work and stuff? Because that stuff is fucking complicated.
It's a science. I think that's why I enjoy it, because it's like you're taking chemicals, measuring everything precisely, and then you're convincing someone, even for it's 2 seconds on a film, that it's real. It's an artistry.
Yeah.
The prosthetic plastic surgery was the first time I had ever stuck a prosthetic on my face.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a lot of pressure.
I was looking at your squishy character where you have the cheeks and... I mean, where do you, I want to be squishy.
I just love enhanced beauty. I like things to look a little warped and I like taking small pieces. And I think anyone would say this in the industry. It's if you can apply small changes to a face and you don't know which piece is real and fake, that's a successful makeup.
Yeah.
Especially with the line between that is so difficult because I had my cheeks stretched for a video and it was so tough to get
it's rough.
It's really, really tough to get the smooth edge.
Yeah, applying beauty makeup on top of prosthetics is just like it's rough.
Yeah, you don't use beauty products even.
I work,
Sherwin-Williams interior.
I did a Santa Claus illusion last Christmas.
Which I saw and I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when they did blush, they were like, well, we can't use blush. We have to use like an alcohol-based pink paint and like stipple it on.
Were the pieces latex or silicone?
They were, I think, a hot foam latex.
Okay, yeah. We've got to do a silicone moment.
Silicone.
Heavy.
Silicone's where it's at. You can't. It's a lot easier to work with silicone, I think, because it blends.
Oh, because you can put
skin.
Makeup on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's translucent, so you can paint it to look how skin actually should look.
Yeah. Gray and blue. Yeah,
transparent and blue if you're from England.
Work. Oh, did you want to ask your skin question?
Yes, I do. I want, like, do you have a skincare routine for out of drag? And what would that be? What would that be comprised of?
I do drag like once a month.
Work.
So that is great for the skin. More.
Like,
less
that's
is more.
Great for the skin. Less shaving every day. Like, it's just,
yeah.
That's the killjoy for me.
Yeah.
And like, I won't use wet wipes. I think it like butchers my skin. It like strips it.
It does.
I'll only use the wipe once I've basically dissolved it with something else.
Yeah, melt away balms, the spray. I've actually been using a melt away spray, which actually works.
A melt away spray, like butter? Like,
do you use the one size spray?
Yeah.
I love it.
What is
it
called? Gooped. One size?
One size go off makeup remover spray. It's the finest mist of like an oil. You coat it on.
And it drips off.
Yeah, you leave it on for like maybe 60 seconds and you start to see the face drip
off. Are you
off.
Sure about that?
No, it's dead a game changer. Okay. I was gooped.
I'll try it. I want to get gooped.
It's one size has a lot of products. That product is, I've never seen anything like it.
Is that
it.
Patrick Star?
Yes. And I was like, how has no one thought of this?
Okay.
It makes the makeup come off on a wipe, like fall off.
Oh, that makes that almost gave me.
And she
like
has the wet wipes that are like extra soaked.
And the wet wipes are this big. They're giant.
It's a towel.
Could
it's
you
a
do it? Oh, wow.
I'm cheap. I'll pull out the wet wipe and I have a pair of scissors I keep with them and I cut them.
Oh,
I cut them in
threes. Do you really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Because there's only 15 in a pack.
Only 15.
They're expensive. 15 yeah. a pack. That is such a good product.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wipes fuck my face up.
Well, those makeup is so bad for the skin.
But like a Neutrogena wipe, unless you put some remover.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad.
And we've already shaved like.
Yeah, you have all that abraded skin. Yeah, especially if you have like 3 days shaving in a row, like on Drag Race. It's like so horrifying. It's so horrible.
How many days in a row do you have to shave when you're on the show?
5.
I was in drag 6 days last week.
Oh, this one is.
I'm in drag.
That's unhinged.
Mentally ill. Mental illness.
That's unhinged.
Mental
behavior.
Illness. Mental illness.
But what you're doing is you're shaving and you're taking off skin and you're exposing the pore basically and then packing makeup into it.
You're packing
seamless.
Well.
That's the thing, but drag queens in general have like live fast, die young.
So
they're like, I'll look good tonight.
Longevity is not the game for drag queens. I mean, we're not exactly like.
Everybody in drag is either 21 or like they're a lifer. They're 50. That's why every drag show is like the mother of the house is turn in your music. And then like 21-year-olds who are like, I'm the most sickening thing anyone's ever seen.
Miss Hannigan and Annie. That's it. Yeah.
Little girls. 100%. Have you ever done a real life drag show?
Yeah.
Do you live or you don't live?
I like watching.
Fun.
Do you know what's bad is every time I go to a drag show, I don't know why, for whatever reason, I'll always like sit near the front and like entertain it. I love seeing the girls. I love drag.
Yeah.
Every time I've ever gone to a show, I've filmed a queen falling off the stage onto me. I've got a whole folder on my phone. It's like the curse. I think because they get a little stressed out.
Because they have your beady eyes. Like,
and they've
like,
got
them.
The eyeshadow palette out back. And
they're like, it's her. But is it her? Is this a stage?
But they fall
Are we in our
on
house?
Me. So
they what?
They fall on me.
Oh.
And then they get injured and you go, I can take you to the hospital.
So that's where you learned how to.
That's how you got your doctor's license or whatever. I'm concerned that in the UK, you can just send away for your nurse's license or whatever the fuck you did.
Yeah. No, the UK is much more regulated than the United States.
I don't think you need a haircutting license there.
But
you don't need to like study makeup or beauty or anything.
No,
but there are way more banned products in the UK than there are here in the US.
Yeah, that's why.
In terms of cosmetics and stuff.
See, that's why I'm there.
Yeah.
Jesus.
She's banning them. She said, this product's not good. Ban it now.
Literally, I'm working on my hand.
You are?
No.
Oh, we can cut it if you want, but.
No, I want not. You to. Will you do lips? Do you do your own line of like luscious lips for the ladies?
Or like filler?
No, like glue on lips.
Oh, I love prosthetic moments are fun. Yeah. You can get the old Alexa Stone cheekbones. They're like, it's a good
they're
old
so
one.
So beautiful.
I love
How
it
much
when
do
I
they
see.
Cost?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Love it.
I think because they're handmade in the studio.
Okay.
I would say around £60. But you can only wear prosthetics once. I think people forget that.
Yeah.
Of course.
You must love Pearl's character.
Roxanne.
Yeah. Roxanne.
Gorge. Roxanne. Fab.
The makeup, the mummy makeup.
That the mummy she starts returns. With.
Yeah. She told me that makeup, she's like, people don't understand. I'm in makeup for a couple hours just to start the makeup.
Yes. And then do the beauty face over
that.
That's
the commitment
face.
You have to. I love that though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she doesn't committed. Remove the makeup and then put foundation on. She puts it on over.
It's so gross. It's so fabulous.
It's so good.
I live for it.
Yeah. So that kind of, I mean, I love, you love the grotesque, obviously. I love the grotesque, obviously.
I think we obviously live in a world now where everything's censored, which is infuriating. So I lean more towards just enhanced beauty. If it was down to me, I'd be leaving the house as Freddy Krueger every day and like living my best life. But people are a lot more accustomed to just seeing like the pumped look.
Yeah. I leave the house as Freddy Krueger and I try not to do that, but.
I don't want to step on your toes.
Yeah.
Do you feel comfortable talking about any procedures?
Sure. There's a lot.
We like to ask.
Let's go down the list. What have you got? Bam, bam, bam. And also, what do you count as procedure? Injections or what?
Yeah,
I love it when the girls go on the race.
Oh yeah,
and they're all about like I'm all for plastic surgery. I'm like, girl, you've had like half a mil in your lap. I'm like, that doesn't count as plastic surgery.
Oh, they love to be like, I'm surged.
I'm the surgery queen. I'm like, you've never been put under.
I was going
to
say anesthesia.
I'm like, breaking your wrist don't count.
Anesthesia. Girl. One day at the beach, I'll never forget. Naomi Small said, "There's really no substitute for going under the knife."
I would agree.
That sounds like a threat.
I know. It was like, you're 20-something.
She said there's no substitute for going in the knife.
Yeah.
And then she produced a fucking meat cleaver.
There is something quite like addictive about being put to sleep, like a medically induced coma,
Michael
which
Jackson.
You're paying for. Yeah, she
got
long
put
sleep.
To sleep every night. Yeah.
And then you wake up gorge.
Well,
you don't wake, wake up gorged.
Well,
you wake
for like up a very bandaged. Split second, and then the swelling
you
kicks
wake
in.
Up, the mummy returns.
That's always so fascinating to me because I don't have the attention span to deal with the 3 months of like convalescence required to get to that stage. Yeah. How do you cope with that? Have you had a procedure that it took a while to heal? And you had to get through the bruising and the swelling and all that stuff.
Most of them take, I would say, between 6 months to a year before you see like the full end result.
Ass. Oh my God.
It's a lot. Hair transplants take a year.
That I know.
Nose jobs a year. Yeah.
Girl, and the thing about the hair transplants is you can't wear wigs.
Well,
you would have to take off from drag for months for that hair to like set. Someone had it.
All of the dolls have had it.
All the dolls have had it. Yep. Every single one of them has had it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, it's not crazy. It's just whatever.
Aging as a man is not where it's at.
No, but I'm just surprised that people don't like that men don't lean into the fact that they can be bald, and it's just a thing. It's absolutely an option.
I loved having no
it's
hair,
absolutely
and no eyebrows.
An option.
I love it. I'm so fine with
easier.
It.
It's way easier.
It's important to have the option with keeps. Got you, baby. I'm just saying everybody's on a different hair journey. When I started losing my hair, I did not care. And especially when I shaved my head,
shit.
I was more scared of going bald when I had hair. And then when I shaved my head, I was like, this is great.
It's sexy. So it's hair.
People love it.
It's just easy. It's easy. And I'll throw a little wiglet on, a little bang if I need to. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And you can do hats. And when you have hair and you put on a hat, you're committing to wearing a hat all day.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
and you're bald. You can snatch that thing off and there's no hat hair. You just live your life.
You just live your life.
With keeps. Let's take a break. And we're back.
We're back with Alexis Starn. What is a stone in English? The weight. What is that?
I have no idea.
Like,
doctor asked me today how much
you
weigh.
I lost half a stone. What is that? 14 pounds or something? Do you know?
I think that's just people trying to be modest.
No. It's a unit of measurement.
I've put on 15 pounds is so much worse than I put on a stone.
I lost
a stone's a lot.
A stone, like I think it's 14 pounds.
I think you're right.
Yeah. I'm just curious. Where'd the Alexis Stone come from?
Alexis came from Ugly Betty, okay. Rebecca Roman, okay. And Stone from Sharon Stone, Basic Instinct.
Awesome.
Gag. Everyone Ugly thinks it's Instinct. From.
Is that Rebecca Roman? No, I know who that is, but is Ugly Betty, that's American Vanessa Williams, right?
Yes.
She's on that.
Yep.
I've never seen it, but when I did Queen of the Universe, somebody was like, I love, what was her name on that? Wilhelmina Slater.
Wilhelmina, yeah.
And people kept calling her that, and I was like, what are they talking about?
That was my reference point when I wanted to do drag. It was like so camp and fabulous.
Yes, great
and, like,
character, great diva.
Rebecca Romijn.
Ugh.
Hot bitch.
Don't get me started.
Her face.
Don't get me fucking started.
And the mystique, the full body makeup, gaggy.
Nightmare.
What about the Jennifer Lawrence mystique makeup in the subsequent film? Would you like to comment on that?
Yeah, what are your, what's the your
Smurf
official
with
take?
Acne?
The Smurf with acne.
Tea.
Absolute tea.
I wanted to love it.
Yeah. It's just, to me, it's the most incredible character in the most unforgettable.
Don't think she like portrays the character like it should have or could have been done. But the makeup, like it's a pretty like go-to makeup. Anytime you fuck with the originals though, that's like been nailed perfectly before. You can't ever outdo it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And makeup technology has come so far. Yeah. When they've nailed it 15 years ago, you better come correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Any favorite films where you think the practical appliances and stuff are just lit?
Anything David Marty does, like Pan's Labyrinth, Hellboy, Crimson Pig, is like, and I've seen them in the studio. Like the movies don't even give justice to like the intricacy of like, just the skill sets that go into it. You've got like a team of 50 just building one piece that you see for 2 seconds.
Oh my Jesus. God. I mean, Hellboy is incredible.
It's
that
just a
shit's
visual
fucking
overload.
out of control.
I always get dragged for this, but I always
what
say...
What was the Crimson Peak? I've never seen that.
Just a gorgeous, like, romantic film.
Okay.
It didn't do incredibly well at cinema because it was advertised as a horror, but again, like a visual overload, and they use the original teams that they all are used to working with, so that's when, like, the most iconic stuff's produced.
Gotcha.
But it's rare that I see, like, a continued franchise where the makeup gets better.
Right.
Because Freddy Krueger, they did the remake. I prefer the remake because they wanted it to actually look like a Burns victim.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's incredible.
He looks burned.
He looks
terrifying.
Scary.
When he turns his face has
holes.
Pockets.
Yeah, missing. They use green just for like a little bit of like CGI.
His skin looks burned. He looks like jerky.
Very scary.
Versus
very
the
scary.
Original Freddy, obviously it's the 80s. The skin is almost built up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's yeah.
If you're burned, you would be smaller.
It's a pizza face. Yeah,
they did a good job of that. I actually watched the making of it last night. So
oh, really,
that's it's a why great it's movie. I wish people liked that movie more because I think it's obviously not the original, but it's not bad.
Well, I just
it's terrifying.
It's scary.
Yeah, but I didn't like that they just made him an unapologetic pedo.
A pedophile that killed you when you were asleep.
That was unconfirmed, though.
He was clearly a pedo.
And no, he was.
Freddy vs. Jason, when he has the picture of the little kid and he licks the back of it.
That's Freddy vs. Jason, though. But like in the original, it was like he was accused of it and then the family... The people around the neighborhood killed him.
I see what you're saying. But then maybe he's like
answered the question.
Vengeful.
Yes.
In the remake, they pushed the narrative that he's a pedophile.
Yes, because they're like, that was my favorite dress.
I love when she goes, fuck you. And he goes, I like that game.
Oh, literally.
That is pedo. So disgusting. Pedo Geddon. It's just too much. It's too much. It's too scary.
The actor they got was also very short.
Yeah.
And creepy without makeup.
T.
Yes. Yeah, he's William H. Macy. Not William H. Macy. I know who you're talking about.
Wilhelmina Slater. It's Wilhelmina Slater. Well, that's fun.
What else? So, what is the? I always think like it would be nice to see you on Drag Race, except that I don't ever think that. I think that you're too good for Drag Race. And I was talking about you earlier today with a couple of people because we were talking about the new season. I was like, there needs to be something else, another Drag Race, not Drag Race, but another drag show. Of Dragula, Drag Race. I think that you should host or create another like opportunity for girls who have more of like an artistic or off kilter kind of like point of view.
I definitely think there needs to be like in general more representation across the board.
Yeah.
I don't ever think it's a case of being too good for a TV show.
That's yeah, I shouldn't say
well,
too good.
She
it's
did
like
say it.
I think like
I've
you would
said it
it's like well, yeah, I think you it would be a waste
probably
of your
something
talent.
I fucking said before.
Also, but you don't have enough time. An hour and a half? You know
it's
what I mean?
It's expensive. 6 weeks of drag for free for a badge.
Mary.
That's right. You don't even get any money.
Mary.
You don't even
and none
get
of the girls
money.
From the UK get visas, so they really do shoot themselves in the foot. Like,
wait, what?
You would think, if anything, they would go on the show, get the badge, and then come to the States and at least like cash in that way. But like the UK isn't very lucrative, I believe, when it comes to drag.
I see what you mean.
I make more money working with makeup brands, which is why I just like, I stick to that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Of course.
It's abnormal. The girls know, like, it's an abnormal amount of money when you could do it from the comforts of like a studio at home.
Yeah.
Or you do it for like pennies.
Yeah.
Especially if you self-produce content. Those brands love doing activations where they just give you money and turn a key and it's not a team. You deliver them one piece. Yeah.
You keep all the money.
You keep all the money.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you work smart already. And it's like, how is, do you like working on YouTube?
No.
No.
You don't like it?
No. I don't like social media. It scares me where it's going.
Really? Why? Say more about that.
Is
where
it
do
the
you think
TikTok
it's
dances? Because we hate those.
Not TikTok.
Yeah.
Doing the bare minimum.
Health practices or safety procedures, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, crazy.
And they're like 12 years old and they've like, made like 50 million overnight. I'm like, fuck you.
It's dark.
It's so dark.
Have you ever seen, do you follow influencers in the wild?
Influencers
publicly,
in the wild?
Like stalking.
No, it's an Instagram account called Influencers in the Wild where someone will see an influencer on a beach doing a photo shoot and they'll photograph, they'll videotape them.
Them videotaping.
So then you'll see somebody secretly taping someone doing a TikTok dance. And
without
that's
the
when
music.
You, that's when you see it for what it is.
That's,
and you're like, this is dark.
They do that on the Hollywood Boulevard and I think it's the weirdest thing. I almost posted about the other day, like everyone's just doing fucking TikTok dances in front of everyone.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to see fucking Robin Williams, a star.
Right.
And they're doing awkward seaweed dances. I'm like, in public.
Seaweed dances and in public and they don't care. We were at the AMC movie theater seeing the, not The Walking Dead. Resident Evil, the new movie.
Mm, yeah.
And there was a child with their phone propped up doing a dance.
While the movie was playing?
No, in the lobby. I mean, like people were bustling around. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, child.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's if you see a child in public doing a TikTok dance, you can just kick them.
As long as you don't leave a mark, right?
Yeah. You just push them in a traffic.
Who are they going to tell?
Yeah. Who are they going to tell? TikTok?
Yeah.
They're not listening.
Besides, kids could tell a lot of people they're being abused and no one will believe them. Don't ask me why I know.
Don't ask me why I look like this. These breaks are giving me life.
What do you aspire to do with some of your work in the next year?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I have no idea. Love I'm it. Kind of throwing That's shit and seeing way. What sticks, but yeah. I know I need to be here for obvious reasons. It's
Wait, on Earth or in LA?
In LA.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah. It's not the forever goal. The moment I got here, I was genuinely like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Really?
I was like, now that I'm here, I'm I like, love that. Like, now what?
Yeah.
And it's been reassuring because people here are a lot kind. Not everyone. There are a lot of kind people here that I would like to say get it. Uh-huh. Hollywood, you're like 9 times more likely to be eaten walking down the street.
Yeah.
But it's Hollywood. Yeah. And even like the dog's assholes get sun. So you yeah. take the pros or the cons.
Even the dog's asshole gets
sun. So you like,
I describe my career that way.
Burnt dog hole.
Crispy.
You know what I find about Los Angeles is there are a vast amount of people who don't get it.
That's to
them,
scary.
They don't get the joke of it, yeah. and it's dead serious to them.
Yeah,
but there are a good bevy of people who are like, "Isn't this whole this whole neighborhood is ridiculous?
Yeah.
This whole business is ridiculous. It's funny
when you
it's
get funny, yeah, and we got this many psychics in one town. It's bound to be a hoot.
It's like that Hollywood sign right there. You go up there, you realize it's big white." Drywall, basically.
Yeah.
It's not magical.
No.
It's magical from here.
And there's a lot of dead birds up there. A lot of dead
birds. And it's unhomed individuals jerking off at turds.
Yeah. With 3 phones.
I think the reason that I'm okay here now is I can appreciate the novelty of like, the nice ones live in the fucking valley and hill.
Oh,
you come
yeah.
down, you go to the studios, you yeah. film, and like the tourists yeah. fund this abnormally crazy money machine.
It's created.
And as long as you don't like get consumed by the fantasy of it, you can just enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah.
And it makes it very, it's very inspiring to make fun of it when it's right in front of you every day.
Oh, it's a source of inspiration for sure.
Face work here, you become blind to it.
Blind.
It's so normal.
Blind. And also there's a couple of things like it's exciting to live in LA because the big one, the big earthquake, we're due for it. That'll be great. Or
you should really come for that.
Class warfare here is going to be a fucking riot, literally.
Well, they want to eat the rich, but the rich here are very skinny.
They're
going to have to eat a lot of
meat on them at all.
Yeah. Right.
Eat the rich as what, an appetizer?
Yes, dude. Not going to gnaw on Callista Flockhart's sinewy bones.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you can't eat plastic anyway. So.
Tea mama. What happens to people when they have the surge and implants and stuff and their body's rotting in a coffin? Is it someday just a skeleton with tits?
When the hair and nails keep growing.
No.
But it's just tits, nails, and hair.
But if they have acrylics, and if they have a wig or extensions.
They probably
and
have to take the acrylics off, right?
Oh, they could pry the acrylics off of my corpse over my
dead
body.
Dig me up. Film it.
Yeah. Are you anything in your body?
Nothing as of yet.
Okay.
But I will as from tomorrow.
Work. Wow. Where are you going?
Vegas.
Baby.
And what are you getting changed?
My body works in England. Like it functions here. When I stand next to people at like the chapel, I feel like an iPhone. So I just need a little carving, pumping.
Okay.
Because I don't do the gym.
No, no gym. Are no we, interest.
Is the inspiration taking away building?
Building.
Building. Okay, cool.
Building. Making people think that I've gone to the gym.
Build that.
But regardless, no one's going to believe it if it's real or not.
So you have friends with fake muscles and they look great.
And also I have friends with a very like a wide mixture of sort of quote unquote natural, which I mean muscle that's made through lifting weights and
you can build
filler. Yes.
The mixture does look the best.
And also
I agree.
Yeah,
it does.
There's lots of different.
It just gives
types
you that motivation. Cause now I'm going to be like, right, I'm bottom heavy. I need to do something.
Cause once you have that butt implant or whatever, it forces you to keep the proportions all like, you know, together. Cause if you have like a giant butt and then you skinny legs, it doesn't look so good. Yeah. Yada, yada.
It's funny. I saw Gigi Gorgeous out the other night and I told her I was going to Vegas. And I told her what I was having done, and she was like trying to convince me to be one of the dolls. She was like, "Girl," she was like, "No, get like the curvaceous moment, like get your hips done." I'm like, "No."
And you like presenting as male, obviously.
I'm a man.
Yeah. So whatever you get done, it'll be in the interest of the male physique. Traditionally.
It's funny. I've had all this work done. I've got no filler in my face now. I've had all this work done to look natural because I spent years being so abnormal in appearance.
Yeah.
I just wanted to pull it back for a bit. But I'm sure in 5 or 10 years time when I get bored of this face, I will do the plastic surgery thing again, but for real.
And people will be waiting for you to reveal. Yeah. They're like, oh, she'll pull the face off in a few months. And then we'll be like, oh, that's her fake hospital.
Even when I go to a real hospital though, people are like, it's fake. I'm like,
yeah.
So I love that. You're the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, no, completely. When our girl, when I die, it's...
When you go,
nobody's going to believe you, Mary, and it's not going to be the best thing ever.
When you go to a surgeon who botches you, which I'm just has not going to happen. If it happens, you're going to be like, I can't believe this happened. And people are going to be like, girl, let the other shoe drop. We don't believe you.
Shut up.
They'll believe you for long enough for you to get it corrected. And then that's
well,
all
that's
the
why real, yeah. It worked when I did the plastic surgery project, because I had botched surgery and I knew the effects of it.
What was botched?
First nose job I ever had. First surgery. I went in, had it for free. And I just said, give me a nose job. It was slightly off my nose, like,
was against my
cheek.
Well, when you go to the cobbler to get a nose job, it's usually a bad
It was bad. And then I was, like, heavily using Coke at the time, so.
Oh, no septum, probably, or whatever.
That's tough.
But it's gorge now.
Money it is gorge.
Yeah.
We're pulling to an end here, but I have to ask, I was so flattered and doubly flattered when you did both of us as your illusions you did on your
flattered
Instagram.
Is an interesting word to use.
I was very flattered because everybody does Trixie makeup and no one's ever done an illusion of me out of drag. That was so cool.
That is crazy.
That was the compromise to me.
That was insane.
Every day just seeing you two in my comments. I went, okay, bitch.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going to do Trixie.
It's so annoying.
How long did it take to do like a meet?
It takes like half an hour, 40 minutes.
Oh,
you and I don't sit down and look at the face until I'm putting the makeup on.
That's great.
Yeah. So have you always had illustrative abilities?
I've just always been good at like studying people's faces and seeing the spaces and differences. Yeah. And because my face is made out of the back of my hand, I can kind of navigate the differences with
it's
makeup.
Crazy.
And you kind of build the illusion to work in a photo straight on.
If I turn to the side, game over. Yeah. But face on with specific lighting.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy.
So you do the Katya one was great.
It's incredible. Yeah. So you do take you do go 3D to 2D.
Yeah.
Essentially. And when did you, can you draw like pictures? Oh, sounds like
dumb.
Can you draw pictures?
But can you write your name?
Yeah.
No.
No, because I found that like illustrative ability doesn't necessarily translate that well to makeup ability.
Yeah. And, I'm autistic.
Yeah. Could you like do a still life right now?
Of?
With charcoal on paper.
Probably
like fruit.
Not.
Okay.
Just because it's messy.
Okay. But yeah, it's just, your ability is wild.
Thanks.
The face.
But could you do a still life of charcoal using fruit?
Yeah. Could you a still life of fruit using my little charcoal? I'm sorry.
I mean, it's amazing what you do. I mean, I guess most people probably follow you because of the celebrity illusions you do.
Yeah.
Because do a lot of the celebrities share your, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, I actually beefed with one of them.
I'm sure you did. I mean, you
Heather
do everybody.
DeBro. Oh, really?
Who's that?
The woman married to the guy on Botched. Oh. Is it Heather DeBro?
She's from Housewives, right?
Yeah, she dragged me.
Is she in New York, right?
No idea. I didn't know who she was until they asked me to transform into her.
Incredible.
She didn't live for your...
I was asked to go on Botched. They asked me to transform into her to present to her when I went on, given this like crazy narrative that it's all scripted, obviously. Uh-huh. Didn't do the show. And then instead of like taking it with a pinch of salt, she decided to drag me on Twitter, being like, I love this, but I just don't get it. And then like she got dragged. Like she sent me like a long apology being like, my kids are having death threats at school.
Wow.
I went, well, you learned your lesson, bitch.
Yeah.
You're like,
damn.
No, that was
you're
one
like,
of those.
What school?
Yeah. I'm like, I've not lost all my powers just yet.
Fuck. People really have not heard the old adage, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah.
That certainly does not apply to the
internet. I think some people obviously take offense to it because I just download the newest HD photo of the celebrity. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes people like, I might emphasize a line that they might not want to like.
Well, yes, of course, a caricature.
Because in a picture of themselves, most celebrities don't want to look like themselves.
No.
And that's the one they love. I love the pictures of myself that are the most fantasy, you know?
Oh. Like the ones that we have just discovered now.
Yeah.
The color.
I love the Nikki tutorials you did was so good.
She was the first one I ever did.
It's probably easier when you're doing a celebrity who wears makeup, right? Yes.
I had a big head at the time as well. So
she's got some real estate. That's not a read. She's got a nice big head.
It's the distance from her eye to temple.
Yeah. Like, she's this.
It's beautiful.
It's
for the
gorge.
Eye makeup. Yeah.
I love watching her put makeup on in general because, I mean, she'll take a sponge and a full pump and she's really painting up. She's got a lot of real estate.
Yeah.
It's a lot of makeup.
Yeah.
Oh God, I love her hair.
But you can tell she lives, eats, shits, breathes makeup. That's why it's so like nostalgic.
Her artistry is another level.
Yeah.
I also love her fucking palette. That red she's got is so
that
sexy.
That Beauty Bay palette.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I mean, we love you. I can't believe
you came.
And it's
you're
so wonderful.
Thank you so much for doing this. You're literally the perfect guest.
Thanks.
I went on Twitter and asked questions, but I'm.
Oh, the comments?
Oh, maybe I'll delete the tweet.
I will not be rude.
Do people hate you?
Yeah.
Still?
I've made loads of mistakes over like growing up on the internet and I'm fully aware of it.
Oh,
and
I'm sure you're the only one too. Yeah.
But like there are a lot of crazy people here that like are so socially unaware and they're going to end up like killing either themselves or each other. So I would like to think I've come out of the other end of it. Like,
what people don't realize is people often misrepresent themselves with things they say.
Yeah.
And people often misinterpret things they hear.
Yeah.
And if you realize that, you shouldn't be mad at anyone from the internet ever.
Nobody's perfect.
Do you know what I mean?
Perfect. Yeah. And also, it just shut up. Don't say, you know, yeah.
I wish I could do it again. Like, there's lots of things that I've made mistakes on and things that give me the ick. Mm-hmm. Like, but like.
Well, I think that indicates growth.
If you burn this persona to the ground, I know that you're able to come up with a new one.
I will.
That would be such a gag.
I mean, I know you're going to fake your own death, bitch. I know
it's fraud. I looked into it.
Oh, it is fraud. It's fraud.
But it's not her already checking it out. Oh, Jesus Christ. These companies are trying to pay you to talk about their products, and they're like, what's your social? You're like, which one?
Literally.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. I love
you
so much.
Thank you so much. Yay. Thank you both of you.
Goodbye.
Wait. Wait, where can we find you? Online.
Online.
Yeah. Where can the kids find you?
Alexis Stone.
The Alexis Stone. Easy on peasy. Instagram.
Only because it was the only username that was available. It's so wankery.
Somebody else was Alexis Stone?
Yeah, bitch. And she wouldn't let me buy it.
What a fucking cunt.
Yeah.
On TikTok, she had to be Frederica Bimmel because someone has Katya Zelmo.
No, I didn't have to be. I chose to be.
No, I said, you could message that person and get it. And you said, I don't want it.
No, because no. they turn around, they say, okay, I want 20,000.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm fine with these big roomy hips. Yeah.
Can I tell one lifting moment before we go?
Yeah.
When I first did Drag Race, I went to buytrixiemattel.com and it said somebody already bought it. And how I was much? Bitching to a friend going, somebody fucking bought my domain and now I can't. And he goes, I bought it a few years ago because I thought you would need it someday.
God.
Isn't that sweet? Oh my God. That is, he's that like, is I believed so in you. Sweet.
That's really sweet. Do you still talk to them?
No.
No,
I do. I do.
That's a really sweet gesture. Yeah. I need people like that.
That's incredibly sweet.
Honestly,
that's
it's kind of cornball, but if you have a child, you just buy their domain that right away.
That's so weird. Sweet.
What did
that's
he want?
That's weird.
Yeah. He didn't want anything. I was like, bet you they're going to gouge me too. And he was like, no, they won't because it was me and I bought a few for free.
That's the sweetest
thing. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. Humanity restored. And it's only the beginning of the year.
And the world was good once again. Goodbye.
Bye.